Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Tei. We're in Masechet Brachos. We're in Perek Dalet Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. Osa Tfiloso Keva. If a person sets his time to pray like he's praying to the clock. My dear friend Chazan Yossi Malavani always tells me that as a cantor, he was always careful not to become somebody who prays to the clock. So if somebody does pray to the clock, it's the davening has to fit a certain time frame. Ein tfilaso tachanunim, his tfila doesn't seem to be something that is considered a supplication. He's not able to feel as though his davening is going to be accepted as a back and forth with Hashem. Why? Because by using it as based on time, his tfila looks like a burden. It's set, it's hard, it's void of any emotion. That doesn't mean all davenings have to be long. It means that their focus can't be on the time. They have to be focused on the prayer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Hamahalach b'makom sakana." If a person is traveling in a dangerous location, so mispal tefila ketzara, he should go ahead and say a short prayer. And what is the short prayer that he should say? He should say as follows. Omer, Hosha Hashem es Amecha es Sheiris Yisrael. Hashem, you should say, please save your nation, the remnant of Israel. Bechol parashas ha'ibor yu tzorcheim lefanecha. Even when they turn away from you because they're involved in Avera, they should be in front of you and their needs should be in front of you for you to show your mercy to them. And in this case, you would be reciting this tefillah without the first three brachos and without the last three brachos of the Shemona Esrei. And then after that sakana period passes and you're calmer, then you would need to go ahead and recite the rest of tefillah, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. And that is the first Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Hayorochi Balachamor. What if somebody is riding on a donkey? Right, so Yerid, he should come off the donkey because he's not going to have the proper kavana in order to say Shemona Esrei properly. Now, we don't paskin like this position, but if he has the ability to have somebody who can hold on to him or his donkey or not, he is not going to be able to go ahead and pray properly. So ideally, he should come down. However, if he doesn't have the ability to come down, so then he should at least turn towards Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says, that they will daven towards God through the land. And of course, the Mishnah at the beginning of Kalim describes how Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol HaRashos, that the land of Israel is more holy than the rest of the land. And of course, Yerushalayim is more holy than the rest of the land, and the Malkum HaMikdash is more holy than the other places of Yerushalayim, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is more holy as well. And if you can't even turn that way, B'meini Yochel Achzer Espanav, if you can't even turn that way, Yechavi Neslibo Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should at least turn and have in his mind, his mental turn, to be towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he's davening. In other words, the Pasuk says, Hispalalu el amakom hazeh, elech el amakom hazeh. They should pray and direct their tefillos in that direction. Chol ha'pachos, a person in the smallest direction, a person should make it his or her business to make sure that when he or she has a chance to daven, that what he or she is doing within that process of taking advantage of that opportunity to daven is to do what? To make sure that we establish a mindset that will be conducive towards tefillah. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, wonderful, and fantastic day.